Entries close March 1. For details, go to inglis.com.au.
I'm Sarah Warmby. Malcolm Turnbull has told the governors of more than 40 US states America's leadership in the world is in the interest of both nations. The Prime Minister gave the keynote address at the National Governors Association gathering in Washington, D.C. today, a day after meeting US President Donald Trump at the White House. Mr. Turnbull talked up the benefits Australia expects from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership that Mr. Trump pulled the US out of last year. Mr. Turnbull says he doesn't expect the US to rejoin the TPP anytime soon.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, to say the least. I'm not anticipating it. But the fact that the TPP 11 is there, the fact that it has continued, creates the option for America at some point in the future, and other countries as well, to join the TPP.
The Nationals need to be unshackled and split from an aimless Liberal Party if it is to be reinvented under new leadership, according to outspoken Queensland MP George Christensen. The renegade MP made the call for the 95-year-old coalition with the Liberal Party to end as the Nationals prepare to hold a leadership ballot tomorrow to decide who will replace Barnaby Joyce. Mr. Joyce announced his resignation following weeks of controversy over his relationship with the former media advisor and now partner Vicky Campion after a sexual harassment allegation was reported on Friday. Mobile phones worth $80,000 have been stolen in a burglary at a department store on the New South Wales Central Coast. A burglar broke into the store in Erina early Saturday morning and stole the phones before leaving through a back door. Police have described the burglar as wearing a dark grey hooded jumper, light grey tracksuit pants, black joggers with white soles and red gloves. The company rolling out the national broadband network is set to provide further support for owners of unmonitored medical alarms. It comes ahead of a trial involving 400 medical alarm users that will help finalise details of a new assistance program for migrating services onto the NBN network. Spokesperson Philippa Perry says they're aiming to make sure the transition is as smooth as possible.
We're commencing a new trial with participating unmonitored medical alarm providers to assist users of those alarms with the cost of moving them over to a new service. So over the next few months, NBN Co is going to be working with manufacturers on this trial before announcing the details of a new assistance program in the second half of this year.
And Afghan officials say more than 25 people have been killed in a series of attacks by a suspected Taliban and Islamic State militants across the country. The BBC's Ombaris Natarajan reports.
Taliban militants stormed the army post in Farah province under the cover of darkness, inflicting significant casualties on the army. In the capital, Kabul, a suicide bomber blew himself up, killing at least three people in the diplomatic area of the city. IS said it carried out the Kabul bombing. Violence has intensified in Afghanistan since President Trump unveiled a more aggressive strategy in August, with international forces carrying out more airstrikes on militant targets. The Taliban and IS have responded with a series of raids and bomb attacks.
This is Air News. New South Wales Waratahs coach Darryl Gibson will unashamedly focus on harnessing flying fullback Israel Folau's aerial ability after declaring attacking kicking will increase as Super Rugby teams try to pierce fast-rushing defences. Two of the Tars' four tries in their 34-27 home win over the Stormers yesterday came from kicks. Folau caught a midfield bomb from 5/8 Bernard Foley and scooted 35 metres for a first-half try. After the break, hooker Damien Fitzpatrick crossed after getting a pass from winger Curtis Rona, who caught a cross-field chip from centre Kirtley Beale. With most sides rushing up quickly in defence, Gibson has identified smart kicking as a way to create opportunities, especially for Folau. New Gold Coast coach Garth Brennan admits Bryce Cartwright is still finding his feet at lock after the star recruit toiled away in the Titans' 20-14 NRL trial loss to the Warriors at Sunshine Coast Stadium. The former Penrith star was given 70 minutes in the number 13 jersey yesterday, but Brennan concedes Cartwright needs more time to adjust to the role barely a fortnight before their season starts. Gold Coast opened their 2018 campaign at home against Canberra Canberra on March 11. And in the A-League, Perth Glory secured a 2-1 win against Melbourne City. The Newcastle Jets defeated Brisbane Roar 1-0, and Melbourne Victory has beaten Adelaide United 3-0. Australian Independent Radio News.
Mum, traditionally, how long does Chinese New Year go for?
Some say 15 days.
Some say 16 days.
Some say 23 days.
Well, I say until Sunday. Bingley will celebrate Chinese New Year with free delivery on fridges and washers. We'll even take away your old one free.
That's not traditional.
No, it's additional. And it was all my idea.
That's not traditional either.
Thanks, Mum.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
And happy free delivery on fridges and washers until Sunday at Bingley.
Conditions apply.
Turn your passion into success. The Inglis Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. 770 exceptional yearlings by the sought-after sires, including Written Tycoon, Reward for Effort and Toronado. Oakland's Junction, March 4, 5, 6 and 7. Inglis.com.au.
He's become the most prolific goal kicker in Premiership history, Cameron Smith. And he sends it over. And this wonderful player has kicked more goals than anyone else. 43 now.
Silence Edition going to first here. Dixie Blossoms first play. They're hitting top gear now. Fox play and Dixie Blossoms. Zambar with the last shot. Fox play hits the lead from the fast finishing Zambar, and Fox play takes it out.
Here's the last. They go to the left. What about Elgin? Pass down. It's picked up by Dillon. It's with Jones Roberts.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome to the program. Hope you're having a great start to your Sunday morning. It is 6 minutes past seven and we are ready to launch into this show today, the 25th of February. Raymond.
James.
Can I just say, I know last week the footy was back, but it's back even bigger and better.
Charity
Lots of
Shield
strong games that we've got to get through, including that Charity Shield match in front of a crowd, a record crowd.
Just over 9,000, wasn't it?
9,133. Beat the previous record.
It couldn't fit one more person at Mudgee there. Well, it was good scenes, wasn't it?
It beat the previous record by one person.
I didn't really.
There you go. So congratulations to the people of Mudgee. Well done. To the South Sydney
Rabbitohs. Big weekend at Mudgee.
22 points to 18. The racing's on today.
Correct. Country Championships qualifier, so.
There you go. There was great racing yesterday at Rosehill Gardens. What about that two-year-old race?
Epic.
As good as you'd want to see. Gongs came third by what, 7, 8 lengths?
Almost 7 lengths. And seriously, both those fillies came out of the race with their reputations enhanced, Jim. And no surprise they've gone top of Golden Slipper betting. But the run of Written By in the Blue Diamond from the outside barrier.
Well, how is Written By not somewhere?
He's now third favourite.
Yeah, well, just look at the prices. $4.60 Sunlight in from $6.
Yep.
Esther Jarb was $8 into $5. Performer is $7.
Mm-hmm.
Written By is $8.
Yep.
You saw that run of Written By.
Outstanding, yeah.
Just incredible. So well done, Jordan Childs. Well done, Graham Begg, too.
Great to see Graham Begg back with a good horse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And bred by his father, Neville, one of the all-time legends of racing. And
great rhyming slang, too. Great. Good set of Neville's.
Yeah.
Neville Beggs.
Move on.
Okay, quickly then. We'll tell people what's in the program, Raymond. It's a massive program. Daisy Doom is back. Where was Dixie Blossoms?
Next week.
Right. Okay. I was wondering. I was thinking, where's Daisy? Where's Dixie?
He has to split them apart sometime.
Yeah, he's trying his best to keep them apart. I'm not sure he'll be able to do that. Ronnie Quinton, we're going to have a chat to as well. Timmy Clark, a couple of wins yesterday for him. But
riding superbly, Timmy.
Sunlight was just superb. We'll get his thoughts on that. James Cummings, well, I think we thought it last time Kamentari ran, and now we still remember Glenn Schofield said, this horse has got gears that I didn't even have to use. I don't know whether he used them all yesterday, but how impressive was Kamentari?
He is the real thing, isn't he?
Yep. Yep, most definitely. Robbie Slater will be on. Tell us what's happening in the world of football. Of course, we've got the Derby today.
How many will they get, you reckon, Jim?
Well, they're expecting a crowd of 30,000 plus.
So pretty much almost full house there at Allianz.
Great atmosphere.
Mm.
It'll be a great atmosphere at Allianz Stadium. Robbie Slater will tell us about that. We've got the Event Cinemas quiz. Now, courtesy of Prakash and the team at Event Cinemas at George Street, we've got a double goal pass to give away today. Goal pass. And from what I understand, and we'll get to this very shortly, producer Jeremy, or for the moment, Producer Jeremy, as I like to call him.
Are you going to reveal a little bit more about this
exclusively,
little teaser?
Right? Exclusively.
Yeah, okay.
That we've got a gold pass to give away.
Outstanding
stuff.
Cash
and the team at George Street. We look forward to that. And then our legend of the game. This is a big one. The coach's coach in many ways, Rick Charlesworth.
What a record of achievement that man has got in the sporting field, in the political arena. He's a novelist.
He's a doctor.
Of medicine, yet just an extraordinary career in life, hasn't he?
Unbelievable. Talk about, you know, I talk about squeezing the orange. He has squeezed the orange completely. Could not have
sort of makes
any
you feel inadequate,
himself.
Doesn't it? You know?
Largely. Largely inadequate, Raymond. You're quite right. We're going to have a chat with Josh Masood. He was up there on the Central Coast for the Roosters. The Manly game, 28 points to 26, the Roosters over Manly. After Manly led 16-0 after 8 minutes.
That's it.
A couple of try assists to Jake Trbojevic. We'll get a better indication of that. We'll have Trent Lanscale on the program as well. And, of course, we're going to take your calls. Let's go through those scores quickly, Raymond, because a lot of people are interested in it. The Sharks, 24 points to 12.
Over Tigers,
over the Tigers. Mm-hmm. The Broncos, 26-12 over PNG. The Warriors, 20 points to 14 over the Titans. That's a concern for the Titans because it was on the Sunshine Coast too. The Bulldogs, 24 points to 10 over a Panthers side that was basically stacked. Played the entire 40 minutes, first 40 minutes, with their best side available. And yet it was this unheralded Bulldogs side.
New South Wales Cup team.
In many ways. 24 points to 10. And their rumblings continue around Anthony Griffin. Now,
what are you saying?
I'll take you through the timeline on it. On Monday, I was contacted by a source within the game of rugby league who's very close to a number of player managers and said, I'm hearing that Anthony Griffin will be gone by Friday.
But isn't this the same rumour that's been flying around all summer?
And then I bump into Brian Fletcher, the CEO
good
of
man,
the
Brian.
Panthers, who's a really good fella. I saw him at the Big Sports Breakfast lunch on Friday, and he said it's so destabilising and it's such a waste of energy that we have to keep continually putting out these fires. And then, bang, last night after that loss to the Bulldogs, 24 points to 10, I get contacted again and saying, coach will be gone. The Penrith Panthers. So,
how good's your source, James?
Oh, he's. I don't think he's missed.
Okay.
No. He was the one. Remember, we revealed exclusively the day that we said, right, Matt Moylan will go to the Sharks on the Friday.
Yep.
Same source.
What's the time frame for this supposed departure?
Don't know. Don't know time frame. Haven't got a time frame on that one, but. You would think if they're going to do something, do it before the start of the season.
Oh, horrendous.
The incredible thing about it is, Ray.
It's like the Wanderers.
Less than two weeks out.
It's ridiculous.
The incredible thing about it is this, that from a rugby league point of view, there are two premiership-winning coaches, recent premiership-winning coaches,
Desi
who are
Hasler?
Unemployed.
Desi Hasler.
Des Hasler.
And
Michael
Maguire. Of course, yeah.
2014 and 2011, premiership-winning coaches.
Desi's an old Panther.
Correct. Started there.
Mm.
So then the wheels start turning, don't they? We know that Phil Gould is a massive admirer of Des Hasler. We know that Phil Gould's
Anthony Griffin too.
He's an admirer of Anthony Griffin. They're not getting the results though. And I know it's only a trial game. There's no Matt Moylan. There's no Bryce Cartwright. Tyrone Peachey's done. He'll be gone.
They finished top four and top six last 2 years.
And that's the thing. They've made the semi-finals the 2 years that Anthony Griffin has been there.
Mm.
So we watch this space. We'll take your thoughts on that. 13-53-53. I mentioned
it's interesting.
Roosters 28-26 over the Sea Eagles. Tedesco, two tries in the second half. One a chip and chase effort. So we'll get more on that from Josh. 26 points to 6. Parramatta over the Newcastle Knights.
Payne at fullback, French at fullback. Both played well, apparently.
Two tries to French. I just saw some highlights. A try assist coming in to Jared Hayne last night as well, too, from that fullback position. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. He's got a selection dilemma. It's a good one for Brad Arthur out there. And the big news today is, this is another exclusive here for the Big Sports Breakfast weekend. Sonny Bill Williams will be turning out for the Roosters in season 2018.
Wow.
Sonny Bill Williams will be playing for the Roosters. From what I understand, the deal is done. He's playing with the Auckland Blues. He will complete his...
This season? This year?
This year.
Gee.
They have space in the cap, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They have space in the cap. It'll be a short stint at the end of the Super Rugby season. Now, that goes up to about mid-June.
So back end of year.
Mid-July,
yep.
Depending on how far the Auckland Blues go, whether they go into the semi-finals or into the finals. Mm-hmm. If the Auckland Blues go all the way through to the final, then he'll have 4 weeks that he'll be able to play before semi-final start for the National Rugby
League. He is such an athlete. Could you gamble, though, that he could come back into the sport so close to the finals, given that the Roosters look likely to be in the top eight?
What a boost.
Yeah.
What a boost for them coming into a semi-final series.
Okay. As a player, and all of a sudden this man comes in a month out potentially for the final series, and the playing group have got the Roosters, you would think, into a position where they're going to play finals footy.
Yep.
How is that playing group going to accommodate?
Respond. I just wonder how many are there from his previous stint. Jake Friend would have been there. Mitch Orbison would have been
Jared
there.
Jared Hargraves?
Jared Hargraves would have been there. Dylan Napa was a youngster coming through in 2013.
He's low grades, wasn't he? Yeah.
So there'll be players there who know Sonny Bill Williams, know the influence that he'd have on the team.
Could he literally change codes at short notice and make an impact?
Looks like we're going to find out. He's done it previously.
And your mail is good?
Mail's good on that one.
Jeez, you just excite a lot of Roosters fans.
So the deal has been done, from what I understand. No announcement on it, yes. The further part of the interest on this one, who negotiated it? Kota Nassau is his long-time agent. He's not accredited by the National Rugby League, but it gets done.
Did Sonny do it himself?
Well, we might have to believe that, right? Okay. We might have to believe that. 1353 53 is the open line number. And just before we go to our first break here this morning, of course, we've got our talk topic that we like to release. In light of what's happening in our little team here, in our little part of the world.
It's a sad day, anyway.
What's that?
It's a sad day.
Said who?
You better explain yourself.
It's a great point,
yourself.
Ray.
Yeah, thanks, Mossy.
You better explain yourself, James.
Producer Jeremy, who in the 4 years that he's worked on this program has gone about openly undermining anything that I do. Is that how I was supposed to start?
No. One of the great guys.
You're the schmuck. Thank you.
One of the great guys and part of this solid one-team ethos that we've got going here.
Yes. It's an ethos. I don't know if it works in practice.
Have you undermined it for 4 years?
I've undermined it for four years.
The one team. I'm doing that's where it's come from.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, of course.
Anyway.
It is a sad day for the team. The great man, producer Jeremy. And as one of our SMS sent in previously, it's a most unusual name, producer. And is he any relation to Ron Jeremy?
We should say he's leaving. He's going to, so-called greener pastures.
He's going to greener.
So it's a sad day. We have got a prize recruit, though.
Yes, we have.
Producer Steve.
Producer
joined
Steve.
The team. He's just learning the ropes as we speak off producer Jeremy, who's... Do you think his heart's in it today? He's already thinking about lunch, isn't he?
Do you think his heart's in it today? Do you think his heart's been in it this month? Hey?
He's already thinking about lunch, isn't he?
Yeah, and by the way, we are going out to lunch as a team.
One team, always being one team.
Hopefully this time they tell me the restaurant they're going to. That'll be fantastic. It's unbelievable.
Tanya invited this lunch?
Yes.
She missed out Friday.
Oh, yeah, let's not get into that. It was a great day too, by the way.
She's not happy about it.
No. I know that no one here was invited, but it was a great lunch. So. No, you're invited, Ray, and you know it.
I was invited, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It's just a busy work day for you.
I can't go on a Friday.
Yes. 1353 53. Fond farewells.
Yeah, okay.
All the time you're able to kick people out of an organisation. Is that another way to frame it?
Jeremy might think.
Cutting out the deadwood.
His contribution to this show, ladies and gentlemen, has been significant. And it is a sad day, despite what James said. Can you think of famous farewells?
Oh, there's only two.
And they are?
Pricey and the Crow.
Oh, yeah.
86
grand final.
Pricey and the Crow. There you go, Tanya. That was a good idea. Look at Tanya's.
Yeah.
Missed the eye about 1986. Parramatta Reels. That's a pretty big one.
Okay.
Fond farewells.
I'll go cricket.
Of course you will.
Hard to beat Lily Chapel Marsh.
Were you there?
No. 82, 83 summer, wasn't it? Pakistan?
G.S. Chapel just scored 100.
180 odd. So one of the few players to score 100 on debut and 100 in his last innings.
I wonder how many
cricket.
Did that.
Yeah, we should
one of the
that.
Few. Yeah.
He's sort of up there with Warne, McGrath, Langer.
Langer, yeah. Yeah. It's like Warne McGrath. Oh, by the way, Langer's leaving as well.
Yeah, everyone forgets about poor old Justin Langer. But you know what? On the cricket field, there was also probably the most famous farewell of all. Can I bring him in?
Yeah, go on.
You know I'm going to do it, aren't you?
Go on, wheel him in.
Sir Donald Bradman.
Yeah.
1948 with the Oval.
Three cheers.
Yeah. They all doffed their caps at him.
Which in those days was very demonstrative, wasn't it? You didn't do it that
It was unprecedented,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. So. And he says he missed that second ball.
Misty-eyed?
Because he was a little bit misty-eyed. So there you go. Famous farewells, fond farewells. cutting out the deadwood. Call it what you like.
In light of your bloodless coup.
I told you last week I'd get rid of him. 1353 53 is the open line number. Get us on the SMS as well. 0419 767 272. We've got two hats to give away today. We've got a Godolphin hat signed by Kementari.
Not quite signed by Kementari.
Oh, right, sorry. And we've got a Hawks racing cap signed by Michael, John and Wayne Hawk. So there you go. Two hats to give away. As well as we'll give a Sony Music
prize pack as well.
So all that to give away to the best contribution today of the Fond Farewells. 1353 53 is the open line number. It's 20 minutes past 7 on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Coming up on Monday morning, a new look for the Big Sports Breakfast. I can't wait. Rugby league legend and former Origin coach Laurie Daly joins me in the hosting chair. Two legends together. Only joking. Can't wait to have Laurie on board Monday morning from 5:30. Big Sports Breakfast.
And they're off and racing.
Get trackside at Rose Hill Gardens this summer with the Summer Punters Pack. The best value on course for just $39. Book now at theatc.com.au.
Mum, traditionally, how long does Chinese New Year go for?
Some say 15 days.
Some say 16 days.
Some say 23 days.
Well, I say until Sunday. Bingley will celebrate Chinese New Year with free delivery on fridges and washers. We'll even take away your old one free.
That's not traditional.
No, it's additional. And it was all my idea.
That's not traditional either.
Thanks, Mum.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
And happy free delivery on fridges and washers until Sunday at Bingley.
Conditions apply.
Freestanding clear at the 100. They're coming hell west and crooked, but it's freestanding for the Northern Rivers in front, and freestanding will win it.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. 7:21 on your Sunday morning, and James, I think you just made someone's day. Polly's absolutely enamoured by your news. Good morning, Tanya, Jimmy and Ray. Wow, what a day waking up beating Manly, because Polly's obviously a Roosters supporter. That's normally good enough, but SBW, Sonny Bill Williams coming home.
Yeah, that's the reports. It's very, very strong mail. I actually reached out to Coda Nasser last night, tried to get a comment from Coda, didn't have a response from him. But
you're pretty confident about this?
The mail is very strong. It's been whispered. They've always been open about leaving open a spot in their top 30. Looks like they would have to register a contract before June 30. So how that works when he's playing for the Auckland Blues, there might be some concerns around that. But I would have thought, one, it'll make everyone question the Roosters' salary cap even further.
Again.
But two, from an NRL point of view, why wouldn't you want to get Sonny Bill Williams back into the code?
And as we said earlier, he's such an athlete. He's probably one of those few people who could make that transition virtually instantaneously.
He's been told by the New Zealand Rugby Union that he is not part of their plans for the 2019 World Cup.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So as a result of that, he will be turning out for the Roosters later in 2018.
Well done, James. You just earned your keep for another week.
Well, week?
Hey? Right. Outstanding. Talk about outstanding. This race yesterday, the Silver Slipper, was one of the most thrilling races I've seen in a long, long time. The showdown between Sunlight and Estajab. Did we get a preview of the Golden Slipper finish?
And Neutrality, the outsider, head in front. Estajab still on the bridle, comes back. Sunlight's peeling off their heels, giving chase, and then came Gongs down to the 300. It's Neutrality, Estajab, and Sunlight's chiming in now. Neutrality's run its race. Estajab still has gas in the tank. Sunlight, the outside, goes to it. It's Sunlight and Estajab. The fillies are ripped clear of the field. Sunlight, the outside of Estajab. Sunlight had the better run. She's just in front. And Clark gets her home in the Silver Slipper. Sunlight wore down a game, Estajab, and they finish well clear of the rest. Gongs in third.
Yeah, about seven lengths clear of the rest. Sunlight, we mentioned, $4.60. Estajab, $5. So, who was the more impressive? Estajab was taken on by Neutrality.
Yes, Neutrality.
Neutrality softened up a little bit, so we understand there. But, gee, she stuck on.
Mm.
And then Sunlight, not fully screwed down as
correct.
They saw. So
it's so hard. It was a fine line. Sunlight's won the race, but is it possible that both horses come out of a race with their reputations enhanced?
We've seen it.
Because that's what's happened yesterday.
What does an extra 100 metres do?
Nothing for Sunlight. She's won a Magic Millions. And the way Estajab kicked, I'm sure she'll run a strong 1,200. If she can be ridden maybe doesn't lead or just off the speed. Cushy, have you seen a horse faster out of the gates than Esther Jump?
No, bang.
She jumps brilliantly, so she can be up on speed. If she gets some cover in a Golden Slipper, she's got that brilliant turn of foot. So it's still game on.
Oh.
They were so, so good. I just hope that run hasn't gassed them because it was a gut buster.
Well, they're going to do another one, aren't they? Are they going to do another one with Sunlight?
Potentially, yeah. Oh, definitely Magic Night stakes for her.
This seven-day backup seems to work well.
Did it prior to the Magic Millions. I dare say Esther Jar will have another lead-up run as well because still a month out of the Golden Slipper. But they were just fantastic yesterday, as was the Hobart Full Stakes. A lot of hype in the week leading up to this, and it lived up to the hype, as did this colt. He's a star, Kemantari.
On the turn, Trapeze Artist. Clark is swinging off it at the moment from Kemantari, the outside. Then Siege of Quebec from Ace High, Brave Song, and Parada to the outside. Kemantari's getting serious now. He lays it down to Trapeze Artist. Parada's going to third. 100 out. Kemantari draws clear from Trapeze Artist. Then came Parada and Dargetto late, but Kemantari, great ride by Schofield on the speed, and Kemantari wins the Hobart Field. Photo for the Miners, Parada and Dargetto.
All right, Kemantari now is a $6 favourite for the Doncaster Mile, and next in the line of betting, when it will start here, well, who we have?
Brave Smash
at $11. Yeah. Dargento was there in the market as well.
Equal second fave on his excellent third yesterday.
Absolutely. So,
great runs galore there. Obviously, Kemantari was the headline act, but Pierrata's effort to run second, closing late, excellent first run since the Magic Millions three-year-old guineas. He'll improve off that. Dargento saw his run out wide. Trapeze Artist has boxed on well, Jim. Ace High, I thought his run towards the Derby was super. He's training on excellently. And
he's
Lover,
done that a couple of times, hasn't he?
Yeah.
On unsuitable distances. Here we go. Kemantari, $6. Brave Smash, Dargento, and Happy Clapper at 11s.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elise, Care to Think, Cliff's Edge, Humidor,
Pirata.
Mm. Excellent run yesterday. Poetic Dream and Tozen Stardom all at $15.
And even the filly Lover Lover, I know she's beaten a fair way into sick, but she hit the line really well and she's on the Oaks path. So she was excellent yesterday. Caulfield, big day of racing at Caulfield, written by Drew the Car Park. It didn't matter. He still gets the job done in the Blue Diamond.
Further back in the field, Plague Stone, a hood to the outside, only about four off the lead. It's Written By, taking the lead at the top of the straight. Written By from Lady Horse Owner, Ennis Hill, Prairie Fire back to the inside, Enbahar late down the outer. Written By at the 200 metres, two lengths in front. Enbahar charging on the outside, but it's Written By. Written By for Jordan Childs. What a victory. What a moment for the young man. Three lengths, Enbahar, a hood third for fourth.
Now, his father, Greg, won the race in 1992.
Mm. Riva Deeba, I think.
Riva Deeba, yeah. So there you go. Jordan Childs, congratulations. But as you mentioned, Graham Begg, another good horse there, Written By, $8. Fourth in the line of betting after that. That was super impressive yesterday.
Very, very good. Bit green and straight, but so powerful, so dominant. And Graham Begg, well, we know what a great trainer he is, so he'll have this colt ready to rock and roll come Golden Slipper time. He was excellent. Russian Revolution, four wide face breeze all the way. He still found a way to win the Oakley Plate.
Booker followed next in the field then by Illustrious Lad and Rock and Gold. Snitty Kitty at the 300 metres in front by a length and a half to Russian Revolution, followed by Bonds Away. Booker down the outside, and they were followed next in the field by trying to get through now is Catchy towards the inner. Snitty Kitty at the 100, Russian Revolution. Hellbent's driving through. They hit the line. Russian Revolution has won it. Russian Revolution from Hellbent, Booker or Snitty Kitty, then Bonds.
So Russian Revolution, the win there for PMP Snowden. Where will Russian Revolution be heading?
Potentially to the Galaxy.
Okay.
And then, who's that? Maybe Royal Ascot for Russian Revolution.
Is that right?
Mm.
Okay. Exciting times.
So very, very good horse. Danny Williams set it up 9 in the Country Championships qualifier at Goulburn yesterday, including the hot favourite Don't Give a Damn. He's done a Jenny Graham. A 1-2-3.
Don't Give a Damn hit the front at the 300. Territorial runs on, so too Pumpkin Pie. Kopi Lou back to the inside. Chewbacca's running on, so too Gatan. And Acquittal out wider. They've got to Don't Give a Damn. 125 left to run. It's Pumpkin Pie and Kopi Lou back. Gatan and Acquittal out wider. Here we go. Up towards the post. Kopi Lou back digging in. And Kopi Lou back won it. Kopi Lou back beat Pumpkin Pie. It's a 1-2 to Williams. Then followed by a photo third, Acquittal or Gatan.
7th of April is when the Country Championships will be run. Suncraze is a $4.60 favourite at tab.com.au. Kopi Luwak who has qualified. Suncray's yet to qualify. $5 with Victorum, who has qualified. Mm. Snitz at $8. And then we get down to Don't Give a Damn, $15.
He's got to go to the wild card now to try and get in.
That's exactly right. Awesome Plucks there, obviously. Pumpkin Pies there, both $11 in the market.
It's a deep race, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you what. Deep race last night at Menangle. It was the Miracle Mile. Lazarus was all the rage. Ooh. Jimmy, they ran the fastest mile time ever in the Southern Hemisphere. My Field Marshal wins.
And they were followed further back then by Tiger Tara, Myfield Marshall, Lazarus still three deep and not improving. And Lenny the Shark is trying to get into the fight as they straighten up. 26-2 for the third split. Soho Tribeca gives anything for love to go by. Jillaby Kung Fu, Tiger Tara. And here's Myfield Marshall winding up from the back of the field. It's Soho Tribeca, Jillaby Kung Fu. Over the top is Myfield Marshall. Soho Tribeca, Myfield Marshall. And it's going to be Myfield Marshall on the line. Grab victory. Myfield Marshall wins the Miracle Mile. Camera Miners, Soho Tribeca, Jillaby.
The incredible time there you mentioned. Nice little payday, $750,000 for Myfield Marshall. But the big story is Lazarus and the disappointment, I suppose.
Do you watch the race?
Yeah.
Three wide at the back, no cover. Look, he wasn't the Lazarus we know last week, and he definitely wasn't the Lazarus that we become accustomed to last night. So disappointing that he goes out after a tremendous sort of season with that poor run in the Miracle Mile. But 146.9, Jim, have you ever thought you'd hear the day when a pacer in Australia would run that sort of time?
Oh, this is
the evolution of the sport?
Yeah.
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 It happens.
Don't we think?
I guess.
Don't we think?
I remember when Popular Arm went 153.2. No one could believe it at Harold Park. Different track, I know, but remarkable anyway.
Solar Charge was very fast out of the gates. The Mother of Sunlight, that's from Eagle-Eyed Phil. So there you go. Morning, boys. Steve Blocker Roach's Farewell Pat on the ref set is one of my favourites. Cheers, Manly Man Al. That was Eddie Ward.
He copped a month, didn't he, for that?
That was Eddie Ward.
Yeah.
I don't think he copped a month. I think he copped... He copped a month for a high shot that kept him out of the grand final of 88.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
well, that wasn't for the head pat. That was on Eddie Ward.
Did he get a fine or something?
I think he also gave a fair spray to the linesman too. That might have contributed to his little stint on the sidelines.
Jimmy, can I just say a very important point here from Cathy at Collector?
Yeah, what's that?
What does moving to greener pastures of producer Ron Jeremy mean for the quiz?
Well,
how is he training producer Steve to get the quiz questions ready? Very, very good point, Cathy. I don't know. What's happening there?
Well, Steve's been coming in for the last couple of weeks. He'll show how...
Prize recruit.
He'll be able to see how Jeremy works, and I use that in inverted commas because there hasn't been a whole heap of work over the last couple of weeks. But anyway, that's just my take on things.
You're a hard man.
Jimmy and Ray, Talk Topic, Fond Farewells. Canberra's Mal Meninga, 1994, and Penrith's Royce Simmons, 1991.
Two-try hero, Royce.
Sporty Gavin of Newcastle. Yes.
Two-try hero.
Yeah. Who'd have thought? He ran over the top of Glenn Lazarus.
he
ran over the top of Glenn Lazarus.
That was a short kickoff, wasn't it, when Mark Guy got it and passed on to Roycey for his second try?
That was the second try. The first try, he ran over the top of Glenn Lazarus.
Yeah. But I remember that second try. That clinched the grand final after Brandy converted from the sideline.
Yeah. I think it made it 7 points there, and that was it. And then we've got another one here about fond farewells. Morning, boys. Always love the show. My fondest farewell must be Stephen the Beaver Menzies. The man, the legend, could still be playing this year, 10 years after that momentous day in 2008. Closely followed by Barnaby Joyce. Cheers, Redman from Tamworth. Yes.
Can I just say that?
Redman from Tamworth.
Good point. Can I just say the Barnaby Joyce issue has created a lot of consternation in the Tamworth region?
Right, of course. Your mum's up there.
Yeah, he's a very popular man in that area.
Okay. What's your mum's take on it?
Oh, not very happy with our newspaper and all those who work in it.
I thought the headline one at some stage was going to be, got him! finally got him! 1353 53, that's the open line number we want you to contribute to the program today. We're looking at the fond farewells, or as I like to call it, cutting out the deadwood.
Trainer Peter Snowden recommends Mitavite Athlete Plus.
Fantastic product. I've been using it all my training career. There's nothing ever left in the bin. I wouldn't use anything else.
Athlete Plus from Mitavite. Leaders in equine nutrition. Mitavite.com.
TAB and ESPN are giving you the chance to fly to America to watch the 76ers battle the Cavs and the Mavericks in Philadelphia. You and a mate could be courtside watching the world's greatest players go head-to-head. Prize includes return airfares and 5 nights accommodation. Simply head to espnwin.com.au/NBA and enter your details by March 6 to be in the running. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Mum, traditionally, how long does Chinese New Year go for?
Some say 15 days.
Some say 16 days.
Some say 23 days.
Well, I say until Sunday. Bingley will celebrate Chinese New Year with free delivery on fridges and washers. We'll even take away your old one free.
That's not traditional.
No, it's additional. And it was all my idea.
That's not traditional either.
Thanks, Mum.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
And happy free delivery on fridges and washers until Sunday at Bingley.
Takes it to about 10 out. Crowd starts to roar here. Foley, they need quick hands. Hennigan reaches out. He slams it down. And the Waratahs have stolen it. Ha-ha!
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
34 points to 27. It was the Waratahs over the Stormers in their first match in Super Rugby for 2018. Just getting home, you heard there in the commentary.
27-all late in the game.
Courtesy of Fox Sports there. Ned Hannigan, who played for the Wallabies last year. He's one of my favourites, Ned Hannigan, and I've told you why, haven't I?
No.
I took my cousins to pre-season training for the Waratahs. My nephews.
Right.
Took my nephews because they were big Waratahs fans. We went there, and the first bloke to come over and say, "G'day, boys, how are you? Enjoy your day." And they're 10 and, he's 12 and 13, was Ned Hannigan.
Gee, it showed a bit of class, doesn't it?
By the end of it, there was every second Waratahs player came over and was shaking hands with the boys. I thought, gee, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Really impressive. So Ned Hannigan, one of my favourites.
7:36 on your Sunday morning, Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray. On our talk topic, Jimmy, this is from Rob. "Hi, boys. Greatest farewells ever was when Mackay Bidiva won her third Melbourne Cup and owner Tony Santic retired her on the spot. Will never happen again. 3 Melbourne Cups." It won't.
Well, wasn't that the great line from Lee Freeman? "Go and find the youngest child on course today, and it will never happen again in their lifetime."
Because they're the only person who may be a chance of seeing this happen again in their life.
Three straight Melbourne Cups for the great mayor. 13:53:53, the open line number. Adam is there. G'day, Adam.
Yes, g'day, fellas. How are you going? Good morning. How are we on a Sunday?
Terrific,
well,
Adam.
Mate.
Very good, mate. You guys have just out of SMS before. Got to be Steve Menzies' 2008 grand final. Comes off in a 73rd minute mark. Steve Maddie does his shoulder, as he always did, held his neck or his shoulder or his back. Could have hit one of those things. And then comes on, plays in the centres. That make a break down the outside. Michael Robinson.
And he passed back inside, didn't he?
Yeah, he does that pass back inside. Yep. And Menzies just jumps over, mate, and it's just amazing. Me being a Manly fan, seeing him dive in the corner, everyone's like, "Oh, good, he's got the last try, beautiful try." Then Brent Stewart does another one, does a flick pass for the other farewell to Stephen Bill. So,
that's right.
And then,
Adam, did you happen to hear when we had Steve Menzies on our legend spot about a month ago bit longer?
He was, oh, really? No.
He was fantastic, and he spoke about that very moment, and it sort of, I guess it capped his career in a lot of respects, didn't it?
He couldn't believe that Michael Robertson passed it.
Yeah, he said he could have scored himself, but he passed himself.
He already
himself.
Had three, I think, Michael Robertson. Right.
Could have got four, exactly right. Yeah.
The thing about it is, Adam, he still played for another 5 years after
over
that.
Over in England, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 100%. You know, every time I watch it all the time, I get goosebumps of it now thinking about it. You're thinking, well, you know, he's tired, threw his headgear away, run up the tunnel to go get your headgear back on. To run back on score, just amazing.
Good one, Adam. That's write that one down. That's a very good call.
I've written Adam down. No asterisks, Manly supporter. So
I can't
leave it
do
at that.
That.
13:53:50. All right, I'll put an asterisk in there. Let's go to Dougie's on the line. G'day, Doug.
G'day, Ray. G'day, Jimmy. I've got two things to say.
Yes, mate.
Fire away, Doug.
The individual side will be in the World Cup, probably next year, should imagine.
An Indigenous rugby league team.
Yes.
Well, I don't think they can be in the World Cup. I think there's great scope for an Indigenous team to play games across a rugby league calendar, but I don't think they can be in a World Cup because they're Australians.
Better to say, it's crazy division, isn't it?
Exactly.
They're Australians.
Exactly.
We are Australians.
We are
Australians.
Yeah.
Another thing I was going to say is Alan Langer and his retirement.
Well, that was a farewell, that was a comeback, and then another farewell.
Yeah. Comeback and a farewell. And
one of the great comebacks, that.
And the origin match, too.
Yeah.
Well, the farewell was in a round 7 clash against the Cowboys up at Townsville when he sat next to Wayne Bennett, and Wayne Bennett said, Alan's retiring, which was a huge decision.
Was it news to Alan?
he would have been told just before going out to the press conference, I would have thought. But the same bloke, Wayne Bennett, brings him back 2 years later.
Masterstroke.
Yeah.
And then the thing we all forget about that too, Dougie, is he came and then played a season with the Broncos in 2002, a full season with
them. That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm going to miss Jeremy leaving too, mate.
We all are, actually. Even Jimmy will, Doug. Don't worry, we all will. It's been
he's a good bloke.
He's a great, great fellow and been great to work with him. Yeah. We might try and drag him on air before we go off air this morning, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay.
Are we out of rating series?
No, well, you reckon Jeremy will do it for us? Come on here and say goodbye to his many legion of fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Dougie. Appreciate that call.
Thanks, Jimmy.
G'day, boys. My fond farewell would have to be Glenn McGrath taking a wicket with his final ball in one-day internationals at the SCG. Cheers, Danny from Yeranga.
That's right. Mm.
Did he take?
I can't remember, but
I think he took a wicket with his last ball in Test cricket, or did he take the catch? 2006-7, we're going to have to
I'll Google that one while we go to Peter's online. Peter, good morning.
Hey, morning, boys. How are you going?
Terrific, Pete. What do you got
for
us, mate?
Two things, guys. Yesterday, that Kementari, he should just win that round again. He's in a couple of weeks on his ear. I sort of watched that yesterday. He was just explosive when he went past that trapeze artist.
He's a machine, isn't he, Kementari?
He just went past trapeze artist like he was just standing still. You know, Glenn Schofield, I don't think he even touched him, did he?
He certainly didn't put him to the full test, that's for sure. So you don't know what's quite underneath that bonnet at the moment. He is a really promising horse. Some good runs out of that race, though, Peter. So, at 1,600 metres, he's going to be a pretty short price favourite and deservedly so on a Randwick Innies.
Yeah, and also I watched that West Tigers and Cronulla game last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was a couple of ways that sort of stood out. I didn't go to the game. I just watched it on my phone.
Yep.
Ben Madalino, he had a pretty strong game.
Okay.
And one way I think will probably be our fullback. They're sort of rating that Lala here, but he only played the last 5 minutes. It was that Corey Thompson from England last year.
Former Bulldog.
He played fullback. He had a real strong game. He scored a try and he was really strong. There was a couple of blokes, I thought Luke Brooks, I know it was only a try match, but Luke Brooks, he just seems to do sort of the same thing the game, week in, week out, He's just very standard, I know it was only a time match, but I've two blokes sort of stood out. I thought was particularly Corey Thompson and Ben Madalena in the forwards. And Russell Packer, well, he played too, but he wasn't on for, he was on for bits and patches, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good on you, Pete. That's right.
Good little summary there, Pete.
They were. Most of the clubs stream these games now, so they're all on at the same time last night. That was the difficulty. Yeah. So ended up watching Fox League and watching the Charity Shield. But if you were there, we're going to get an update from Josh Massoud a little bit later on. If you were there, you're at one of the final trial games, give us a call. Let us know who played well, who didn't. 1353 53, the open line number. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. It is 17 minutes to 8 on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Get to Canterbury Park for the big finale of Summer Night Racing this season. Entry is free. There's $5 beer, plus live music and kids entertainment. And the Canterbury Foodies Market are dishing up all sorts of tasty delights. For a Friday night that everyone can enjoy, head to Canterbury Park, the home of Sydney Night Racing. Your last chance to enter the $10,000 cash giveaway is this Friday. Don't miss out. For details, visit theatc.com.au.
mum. Traditionally, how long does Chinese New Year go for?
Some say 15 days.
Some say 16 days.
Some say 23 days.
Well, I say until Sunday. Bingley will celebrate Chinese New Year with free delivery on fridges and washers. We'll even take away your old one free.
That's not traditional.
No, it's additional. And it was all my idea.
That's not traditional either.
Thanks, mum.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
And happy free delivery on fridges and washers until Sunday at Bingley.
Conditions apply.
Looking at Lee, wanders off the rail, now with three lengths to make up and a 16th to go. But Always Dreaming is digging down, and Always Dreaming is holding on. Looking at Lee, can't catch Always Dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. I'm just on YouTube at the moment, Jimmy. And Glenn McGrath, is this possible? Took wickets for his last ball in Test cricket, in an ODI, and in a T20.
So there we go. We had a caller just tell us about Glenn McGrath's last wicket in an ODI.
It's at the SCG, I thought
it was the SCG Test match. He got the last wicket.
Yes, yep.
And now they're saying a T20 as well. Not a bad... Well, I mean, even if he doesn't do that, his record's still pretty good, right?
He's outstanding.
But just incredible.
Yeah,
just
phenomenal. Hey, it was good to see this mare back yesterday. She's a very popular mare on the Sydney racing scene, Daisy Doon. We didn't see...
Where's her mate?
Her twin.
Yeah.
Dixie Blossoms. Might see her next week. We'll ask the trainer, Ron Quinton. He's on the line this morning. Good morning, Ronnie. Congratulations. And she's back as well as ever, Daisy Doon.
Yeah, Ray. Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, she's such a tough mare. She really digs in for the fight, and she's never beaten.
Mm. Ronnie, you called her loopy. Was the word she used to describe it? Can you tell us what's loopy about Daisy Doon?
Yeah, well, early on when we first got her, she was quite erratic and quite excitable and all that type of thing. She's a lot better now, but she's got that little bit of temperament in her and that sort of thing. And she's certainly got that fighting quality.
Mm. Where was Dixie yesterday, Ron?
Dixie was home listening. so she might have had withdrawal symptoms from not being there. But
won't she, Ron, at this stage?
Beg your pardon?
She'll run next week, won't she, Dixie Blossoms?
Yeah, she'll run next Saturday in the Guy Water. Mm-hmm. And then obviously both of them will probably head to the Coolmore.
It's just one of those situations, isn't it? You just can't keep them apart, Ron.
No, well, they're both five-year-old mares, and they run over the same trip most of the time. Mm. And it's just impossible to keep them apart. And they're, you know, such great consistent mares. And... Well, Daisy's record now, it's just unbelievable. Mm. 15 of her 18 starts, she's finished in the first four. So she's built an amazing record, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And they all finished in a blanket finish too, didn't they? Four horses across the line. But Daisy Doon was there after a long run too, a sustained run, which goes to show how competitive she is, Ron.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is we could have easily run fourth, she's just stuck her head out, and she was just so determined to win yesterday. It was quite amazing. I thought that, a couple of times down the straight that she certainly wasn't going to win, she had her head in the right place where it counted. Mm-hmm.
And that win was significant for you, Ronnie, yesterday. The race was named after Mrs. Millie Fox, who was the wife of Stan Fox. They were huge owners in Sydney racing. When Stan passed away, Mrs. Fox continued her involvement in racing. And when you first started training, Ronnie, you were telling me yesterday, in the 4 years that Mrs. Fox was still alive, you trained 95 winners for her.
Wow.
Yeah, when Brian Mayfield Smith retired, he recommended that I take these horses for Mrs. Fox, and I think there's about 30 horses on the books. And so in 4 years of training for her, I had 95 winners for her.
Wow.
And what a beautiful lady. Mm. And 2 years into that 4 years, her health started to deteriorate. And, yeah, so it lasted 4 years. But, gee, I have some... And in regard to the Millie Fox, I tried desperately to win the Millie Fox for her. And Amber, a mare I had, she run second in it twice and run third in it once. But then I couldn't win it for her, but then I ended up winning with a mare called Win City.
That's
and
right.
then we won it again yesterday, so it was lovely.
Fantastic. And am I right in saying that you celebrated a birthday during the course of the week too, Ronnie?
Yeah, I did. I celebrated a birthday on Thursday, and we had a little winner at Gosford on Thursday, and I actually bred it, and I own it, and I trained it. So
wow. Stars aligned there.
Yeah, so it was only a little maiden, but it was a thrill winning that as well.
Hey, Ronnie, just quickly before we let you go, question without notice, you rode a record equaling 4 Golden Slipper winners. Your take on yesterday's Silver Slipper, that clash between Sunlight and Esther Jubb?
Yeah, no, look, they're obviously two very, very smart two-year-olds, no question about that. There was nothing between them, and probably the second horse was probably a bit, you could consider it a bit unlucky because it got softened up by that other horse. And it gave the other filly the chance to nab it late. So they were two excellent runs. There's no question about that. And I don't no doubt that Sunlight would have a fair amount of improvement in her. Because what I've got to remember, Slipper's still a little way away.
Yep.
It doesn't sound a long way away to us, but it's a long way away for these young two-year-olds.
Yeah.
Good point. And we've seen some horses come out and was it Santos last week?
Yeah.
The improvement over the course of a period of time. So, as you say, it seems like it's around the corner, but not so for the horses. Great to have a chat, Ronnie. Congratulations on the win of Daisy Doom. We'll look forward to seeing Dixie Blossoms next week and then them both going head-to-head in the Coolmore in the not-too-distant future.
That sounds probably the program, yes?
Good on you, mate.
Okay, all the best.
Thanks, Ron.
Ron Quinton there, celebrating a birthday, a Hall of Famer, and there you go on Thursday. He's very happy with that.
Yeah.
Bred, owned, and trained.
Extraordinary. Sometimes it just works out, doesn't it, sometimes?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, it has been fantastic. I tell you who it worked out for yesterday, Tim Clark.
Riding.
On Sunlight. We just heard the four-time Golden Slipper winning jockey's thoughts on it. Let's find out from the bloke who was sitting on the top of Sunlight. Give us the best indication of how she is travelling. He's on the line now. G'day, Tim.
Morning, Jimmy and Ray.
Morning, Tim.
Congratulations on that win yesterday. Just a fantastic race and a clear gap between the next best of those two. I just wondered, were you aware of Neutrality taking on Esther Jarb and perhaps the impact that might have on that filly at the end of the race when during the course of your race?
Look, early on it looked as though Brenton and myself were sort of going to be out of control at 1-2. But sort of being a small field, it was always going to be a little bit tactical. And when sort of the speed slackened slightly and Blake wasn't able to slot in behind the speed, he obviously had to make a decision and go up there. And it obviously put plenty of pressure on Esther Jarb. And fortunately, I was in the position where I could just come back off that speed and have a nice running behind them. And obviously, it worked out to my advantage yesterday.
Tim, I don't know if you, when you were waiting on the line, if you had a chance to listen to Ronnie Quinton just towards the end of that previous interview, but he made the point that Sunlight would have considerable improvement from yesterday's run. What was your take on the filly's condition? And I think you mentioned yesterday potentially up to 3 lengths improvement there.
Yeah, look, she obviously, Tony has a, although she's only lightly raced, she's obviously got a great guide on her as far as what she needs, and she's obviously got a great constitution and handles her racing well, and she'll have another run before the Slipper. I think she might run the week before and follow a similar path to the Magic Moons, and she got a bit hot and a bit sweaty there yesterday, and she fitness wise she's going to tighten up a good bit, so I think she's definitely got improvement there. Just how much is obviously a little bit hard to judge, but I wouldn't surprise me if she definitely had that sort of two or three lengths improvement up a sleeve because, you know, as Ron said, the slip is still 4 weeks away, so still got a bit of time to screw her down, and she wasn't completely screwed down there for yesterday's race.
In saying that, Tim, it was interesting to read your comments after the race yesterday in saying that she's a very sensible filly, push-button type. So from a manners point of view, she's not going to improve too much?
No, she's got a great racing style, and she's a dream to ride for the jockeys, that's for sure. She's very tractable, and she saw yesterday when that horse went up and around her, as soon as I asked her to come back, she just spat the bit out in behind them and didn't overuse herself and conserved as much energy as she could. And when I asked her to quicken and go after the leaders, she was right there for me. So she's a bit of a dream to ride, that's for sure.
Yeah, she was super impressive. Tim, before I ask you about Perizzata, Trapeze Artist, the Hobart Fool, a lot of hype leading up to the race. It was a great race to watch. And Trapeze Artist, I don't think he was disgraced running fourth.
No, I was really happy with how he ran. He, I think he's had three runs second up now, Ray, for 3-4. And, he's two big wins so far in his career, the Black Opal and the Golden Rose, have all been third up. So I'm pretty confident that he's still on track for the Randwick Guineas. He lost a shoe in running as well, but probably may not have helped. But I think that it was 3 weeks between runs going to the 1400 there, second up yesterday. And, he's probably a touch vulnerable. And to be only beaten a length and a half, knowing that he'll take good improvement out of that run, I'm confident that he can turn the tables on a couple of them horses going forward to the Randwick Guineas. So I was very pleased with his effort, and I definitely wouldn't be dropping off him.
Yeah, no, he's a quality colt. There's a lot of talent in this three-year-old division this season. Perizzata, underrated mare, but I reckon she made a few people sit up and take notice yesterday. Tim, she was really good.
Yeah, obviously, I've only had a little bit to do with her towards the end of her last preparation, and then again yesterday. And, she's a big, strong mare that puts herself up on speed and makes her own luck. And, obviously she's lightly raced for an older mare. She obviously had a few little issues, but I think her form over the last sort of 6 months has been impeccable. And she did obviously was stakes placed at the end of last preparation, and on yesterday's performance, she's definitely capable of winning a stakes race over the coming months.
Now, just clarifying, Tim, from a Golden Slipper point of view, your ride will be Santos, is that right? And Luke Curry will be back on Sunlight?
I know definitely Luke's going to be back on Sunlight, and Santos will, I think, run next week in the Skyline. So I'll ride him there, and then hopefully he can back up a great performance in the Piero Plate next week in the Skyline, and... then it'll be all systems go to the Slipper. So
yeah, right.
He's a high-quality colt, and really, really looking forward to getting back on him next week. I'm quite excited about him.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. And, Tim, you're in great form. And 4 winners last week, a double yesterday. Hope it continues for you right through the Autumn Carnival. And thanks so much for joining us on a Sunday morning, Tim.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys.
Tim Clark there, Sunlight 460 favourite at tab.com.au for the Golden Slipper. Santos, as he mentioned there, was very impressive last week. We spoke to Adrian Botter, but talk about improvement between runs, $11 in that market. Uhud, who Luke Curry rode yesterday in the Blue Diamond, $15.
It was a good run too,
13.53.53, the open line number. Time now to say good morning for the first time to Tanya with the scratchings around New South Wales. Morning, Tan.
Morning, boys. Good morning, everyone. Racing in New South Wales today, a big one. The country championship qualifiers continue at Mudgee today, and we also have racing at Coffs Harbour. Starting with Mudgee, where the weather is overcast, the track is a good 3, the rail is true, and there are 17 scratchings. Race 1, takeout number 6, Poet's Blush number 6. Race 2 is clear. Race 3, number 2, Cosmologist, and 7, Annecy, 2 and 7. Race 4 is clear. To race 5, take out 3, Swift Charger, 6, Jukebox George, 15, Barrowland, 3, 6 and 15. Race 6, number 7, Purist, and 9, Hukapele, 7 and 9. Race 7, the Country Championship qualifier at 4:40. Take out number 1, Great Choice, 12, I'm Imogen, 16, Atalie, and 18, Repentant, 1, 12, 16, and 18. And race 8, number 1, High Dive, 2, King Lear, 4, Infomercial, 8, Chatteriz, and 11, Brian's Babe, 1, 2, 4, 8, and 11, out of race 8 at Mudgee. To Coffs Harbour, the weather is fine. The track a soft 7. The rail is out 2 metres from the 1,000 to the 350. True the remainder and 18 scratchings. Race 1, take out 10, Subtle Senorita, and 11, Farachet, 10 and 11. Race 2, number 9, My Cousin Merle, 10, Solar Storm, 14, Vertex, 15, Steph's Bell, and number 18, Red All Day, 9, 10, 14, 15, and 18. Race 3, number 13, Toffee Drop, 14, 1, Last Try, and 15, Iggy's Boy, 13, 14, and 15. Race 4 is clear. Out of the 5th, number 11, Not Wanted, number 11. Race 6, number 4, Exclamation, and 9, Solar Lady, 4 and 9. And race 7, take out 5, Western Alliance, 9, Clint, 11, Mazar Alcor, 14, Vivid Image, and 16, Demon's Fault. 5, 9, 11, 14, and 16 out of race 7 at Coffs Harbour.
Thanks, Tang. Just quickly, tips today. Mudgee, race 1, number 2, Cabrier, into race 3, number 5, Sacred Edge. In the Country Championships qualifier, I do like the 3 schedule or schedule. And in Coffs Harbour today, I think there's a really good bet. Race 4, number 2, Art Attack. Race 6, number 5, Lifesaver. Very keen on it.
Okay, well, what's your best there?
Lifesaver.
Lifesaver's your best?
Yep.
There we go. So race 6, number 5, Lifesaver is the best. That's up at Coffs Harbour today. 13:53:53. That's the open line number. We're going to take a break here. The news is just about on us. And after that, we'll come back and have a chat with James Cummings. Robbie Slater will be there. We'll be taking your calls on the open line.
I'm Sarah Warmby. A woman who has accused Barnaby Joyce of sexual harassment says she did it to speak up against inappropriate behaviour by people in powerful positions. Catherine Marriott, a former Western Australian Rural Woman of the Year, broke her silence yesterday and said she never intended the explosive allegations to go public. Mr. Joyce, who denies the allegations, announced this week he will officially quit as Nationals leader tomorrow and go to the backbench following weeks of controversy over his relationship with former media advisor Vicky Campion, who's carrying his baby. Ms. Marriott says she requested the party undertake a formal and confidential investigation to ensure there is accountability. Reducing the cost of household bills and other living costs will feature prominently in the Australian Conservatives campaign for the South Australian election. The party will officially launch its election campaign today, with Upper House MP Robert Brokenshire saying there has been a dramatic increase in government fees and charges during Labor's term in power. The move comes after Labor further outlined details of their $2 billion roads, rail and ports plan yesterday ahead of the March 17 election. Police are preparing a report for the coroner following the death of two men aged in their 60s and 70s who were taking part in the 70th Bunbury Return Ocean Race when their yacht capsized off Mandurah with 6 people on board. Dean McCauley, the Commodore of race organisers, the Royal Freshwater Bay Yacht Club, has told the ABC the incident brings back painful memories for the sailing community.
Our minds go back to 1998 for the Sydney to Hobart race, where there was tragic loss of life there as well. And our sport is resilient, but as I said, it's not without risks, and people are aware of those risks.
A man has been critically injured during a robbery, one of 4 in Sydney's inner west that police believe are linked. 2 of the robberies occurred in the early hours of Saturday when a 29-year-old man in Ashfield and a 31-year-old man in North Strathfield were grabbed and assaulted. In a third incident yesterday afternoon, a 64-year-old man was robbed in Enmore. A short while later, a 27-year-old man was robbed in Marrickville. In 3 of the robberies, the perpetrators were seen leaving in a black hatchback. The US Treasury Secretary is warning those who trade with North Korea do so at their own peril. Steve Mnuchin has announced tougher sanctions, saying any company that helps to fund Pyongyang's nuclear program would lose the right to do business with America.
Through today's actions, we are putting companies and countries across the world on notice that this administration views compliance with US and UN sanctions as a national security imperative.
Briefly, a California couple accused of keeping their children imprisoned, chained and starved in a squalid suburban home have pleaded not guilty to new charges. And the Vicar of Dibley star Emma Chambers has died at the age of 53. The actress who portrayed the lovable Alice Tinker opposite Dawn French's Geraldine Granger in the long-running BBC comedy died from natural causes. Her agent, John Grant, says she'll be greatly missed. This is Air News. Melbourne Victory are back on the winners list, jumping to fourth on the A-League table with a 3-0 defeat of a 10-man Adelaide United. Victory goal scorer Leroy Georges told Fox Sports the result means a lot after going winless for more than a month.
Like everybody knows, we have a tough season and we need to stay together, and this was a good moment to celebrate with all the players and also the staff.
In the other two games, two late goals helped Perth Glory secure a 2-1 win against Melbourne City, and the Newcastle Jets defeated Brisbane Roar 1-0. Reigning AFL premiers Richmond and Dustin Martin have resumed where they left off, dishing out some brutal lessons to Essendon and Wangaratta. After a slow start to their opening pre-season match, the Tigers mauled the Bombers yesterday by 87 points in steamy conditions. The 19-10-124 to 5-7-37 romp was a reminder of how Richmond famously broke their 37-year premiership drought, manic pressure combined with midfield domination and superb ball use. And the other match, the Demons beat the Kangaroos 124-71. And the Brumbies' new Super Rugby era under coach Dan McKellar has survived a testing start in Tokyo against the Sunwolves. Last year's Australian Conference winners had to wait until the early stages of Saturday's second half to edge clear of their Japanese opponents before prevailing 32-25. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Save on selected furniture designs at your nearest King Living showroom, built around an engineered steel frame for a lifetime of comfort. So why buy ordinary furniture when you can come home and relax with King Furniture? In Arncliffe, we've got a breakdown westbound on Marsh Street at Innisdale Road. In Asquith, a burst water main affecting traffic on the Pacific Highway near Mills Avenue. Most of the majors are moving well enough, including the M5 and M7 through Eastern Creek. Want to help break the world record for the longest chain of pancakes with Nutella? Join them on February 28 at Sydney University. Find out more at nutella.com/spreadlove. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
It's Cheval Grand! Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup!
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Mum, traditionally, how long does Chinese New Year go for?
Some say 15 days.
Some say 16 days.
Some say 23 days.
Well, I say until Sunday. Bingley will celebrate Chinese New Year with free delivery on fridges and washers. We'll even take away your old one free.
That's not traditional.
No, it's additional. And it's all my idea.
That's not traditional either.
Thanks, Mum.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
And happy free delivery on fridges and washers until Sunday at Bingley.
Conditions apply.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney's weather, not great news, is rain developing today. Possible rainfall, Jimmy, 25 to 45 mils later on this afternoon.
How's it going to impact on our lunch?
Well, it won't, no, but we're heading for a top temperature of 26. They're still pleasant enough, and we do need the rain, so that's okay.
Yep.
Jimmy, what's the weather like at Lane Cove and up at Lithgow?
Why are we going to Lane Cove?
Producer Jeremy's
hometown, is it? Okay.
It's a little farewell.
Lana Covey, I think, is the way.
Lana Covey.
Actually, it's reached the max, 23 degrees. That's all it's going to get. It's going to be a bit of rain there today as well. In Lithgow, rain as well, 23 degrees.
Secure the three beats.
City go 2-0 up. And what about the free kick again from Fishlock? It did all the damage.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Make one mistake, right?
I know.
Make one
come
mistake.
Come back to
all 1353 53, that's the open line number. Get us on the SMS as well. They're flying in 0419 767 272. Same deal with the tweets, at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND. We're looking for fond farewells, famous farewells, cutting out the deadwood, whatever you want to call it.
You'll miss him, though, seriously. On the back you'll miss working with him each and every week.
On the back of producer Jeremy leaving.
Got no idea, Jimmy.
Thanks, John. John O'Shea was there on Friday.
Was he?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, enjoyed it.
His stable's flying.
Yeah, his stable is going well, so he enjoyed it. But, yeah, we're looking for the fond farewells. After producer Jeremy shocked no one by telling us that he was leaving.
why is it? Why
and to be honest, all
that?
We say is, oh, well, have a good life.
No, you can't say that. You've got to admit, he's been an integral part of this team and you'll miss him.
Yeah, you have a closer relationship with him because of his work on One-on-One.
True,
the program that on Sky Racing that you do, which is a fantastic program.
He's no longer doing that either.
No.
Which is tragic.
No, you've cut him out of there as well.
No, because so. That... Oh, even he smiled at that one, yeah. That was all his ideas, his little baby that. He's done a great job. But he's moving on to greener pastures, as they say, James.
Sonny Bill Williams, are we moving? Not to greener pastures. Well, maybe. Auckland Blues to the Sydney Roosters. That is my information. The deal has been done. It'll be interesting to see how it is actually transpires. Mm. If the Auckland Blues make the final of Super Rugby, then he will be playing up until August, and that will give him 4 weeks, 4 weeks to get ready for a semi-final series. We're making a presumption there that the Sydney Roosters will be in a semi-final series. Mm. We'll go through all of those rugby league games, that trials that have been played, and of course the Charity Shield, 22 points to 18 as well. Before we get to that, we want to have a few SMS here. This is a good one. I'm a Rooster. I would have preferred, he says Cameron here, I'm presuming Cooper, signed elsewhere. Now SPW, two bad decisions. Farewell, Jeremy. At least Jimmy should get a fair crack at the quiz, unless producer Steve is in it for the free beer. That's from Scooter.
What is Scooter trying to say there?
What Scooter's trying to say is what we all know is true.
No, what this urban myth you perpetuated. So that's what you've done.
I haven't perpetuated it. Score update, by the way, in the quiz.
Oh, you've blazing the world with it on Twitter last night. 4-3 to James Smith.
Well, just so that we don't have... Is it 4-3? Like you didn't know. Like you haven't got it up on the fridge at home.
I haven't. No. I seriously haven't.
Fantastic, fantastic.
I only start worrying if I've got to buy the cartons later in the year. But anyway.
Yeah, here's a quick question. Morning, boys. There's been a lot of talk about written by this morning. Does anyone else but me think that Enbahar's run from the back was huge, considering she's a front runner?
Yeah.
Cheers, Dan.
One of the David Hayes runners, yeah, was outstanding. I reckon too, Dan, that the Caulfield track had a hint of, or probably a strong hint of bias towards those on pace yesterday. Decrying the performance of Written By, had to cover extra ground and exposed and was outstanding. So it was brilliant. I just think he's a really nice colt, Written By. And if he handles a Sydney way of going, James, look out.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. All right. Well, we will get to more of that from a Golden Slipper market point of view, 1353-53, the open line number. But I think we probably all agree with the outstanding run yesterday. Maybe Kemantari.
Yeah.
Kemantari was exceptional. Darren Boonman is an integral part. In fact, trained Kemantari as a two-year-old.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's been good enough to join us on the line now. G'day, Darren.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, really well. It was interesting, Glenn Schofield said last time Kemantari had a run in the Eskimo Prince, said, this horse has got gears and I haven't used them yet. Did we see a few more gears from Kemantari yesterday?
Certainly. It was a completely different race yesterday and he had to ride him probably out of his comfort zone early. And we knew that he had the speed to be able to do it, but it was just a matter of throwing the balls up in the air and hoping that he'll just, you know, drop the bit when he does, have to sort of come back and get him back on the bridle. And look, he's the type of horse that, as Glenn said, when he came back, he asked him for an effort, and then when he asked him to relax, he just comes straight back underneath him. And, you know, that they're the type of things that you need, you know, in those big races where you have to probably do something a little bit out of the ordinary you know, to get the job done. So I think if he was ridden in his normal racing pattern yesterday, it would have been very hard for him to beat, given that he probably would have been three deep, no cover.
Yeah, it must give you a lot of confidence, Darren. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. That he could do that yesterday, as you said, be ridden outside of his comfort zone and still be so dominant, because his Warwick Farm win, we know, was explosive first up, but there was a little arrogance yesterday about that win.
There was. You know, when he turned for home, it was hanging there with bated breath at the 300 to see whether he would change gears, and he did. And it was comforting to see that he put away some very, very nice horses, pretty comfortable.
Mm. That spell over the winter, I think you were involved in this decision, Darren, that the spell over the winter as opposed to going up to Brisbane, do you think that's also paying dividends now for Kemantari?
Definitely. I think, like, as a two-year-old, he was a neat horse, but he wasn't a robust type of horse. And the trip away, sometimes it can do him the world of good mentally, but physically he just probably wasn't there. And, you know, the Lonro breed, if you look after them, they just seem to get better and better and better as they get older. And, you know, having in view that if he was ever going to travel, he was probably going to go to Melbourne for the spring for the Guineas. So two quick trips, you know, would have probably just taken a toll on him. But he's you know, when you've got a horse of this calibre in the yard, you know, I'm sure, you know, James and all the team, they're pretty excited. You can feel the buzz, you know, when you go back to the stalls there and the strapper, you know, after the race and all the staff, and, you know, have a horse, you know, with brilliance like that, it, you know, makes getting out of bed a lot easier.
Yeah, it must be, as you said, exciting times. And, of course, you've got Elise as well, and the way their programs are structured, they're racing on alternate weeks at the moment. She's running next weekend in a Group 1, the Surround. There's some talent amongst the Godolphin three-year-old division this season, Daz.
It is. It's to have, you know, a colt of this calibre and a filly of you know, one of each. You know, it gives you a few more options, and then, you know, where you can go with them. So, no, it's very, very exciting for the team.
Can I ask you about the two-year-old race yesterday, Darren? And I'll ask you to wear two hats. One, the Godolphin hat. Gong's third, but a distant third. Thoughts on the performance? And secondly, as a former Golden Slipper winning jockey, two-time Golden Slipper winning jockey, the race that we saw unfold between Sunlight and Esther Jubb.
Well, Gong's, like, really, she wasn't really ready for that harder run.
Right.
Even, you know, the speed of the race that they went, I think they just burnt the turf from 100 metres after the start every furlong, and really took her out of her comfort zone, which was probably a hard run for her, given that she'd only had the one trial going into it. But in saying that, you know, she was competing against horses that had race fitness on a side. But look, you know, Glenn didn't knock her about. He, you know, got into the position that he got her into, you know, the third placing without taxing her too much. But, you know, those two fillies that went, you know, head to head down to the wire, two outstanding fillies. Mm.
Yeah, they were. Darren, Melbourne yesterday, I know James was down there. Hartnell's performance in the Peter Young, he boxed on okay, but what was your take on that?
Yeah, I thought, and James was really happy with his effort, because he did come back to Sydney after his first up win. and he said he'd probably just do a little bit too well for, you know, in between runs. And back to Flemington, which is a track that he really excels, it's going to give him every chance to probably, you know, finish close, or if not, you know, get over the top of a horse like Gala Chop and Single Gaze. Like, they're two outstanding galloppers. Look, he's been a war horse for us over the years.
Yeah, no, he's a very popular horse, and he did run well again yesterday. Darren, the Godolphin Royal Blue is having a great trot, yeah, and I hope it continues right through the autumn. Thanks for joining us this morning, and congratulations again yesterday with Kim and Tari.
Good, thanks, boys.
Thanks, Dan.
There he is, Darren Beedman. Great to have him on the program too. Yeah, exceptional Kim and Tari. Kim and Tari, a $6 favourite at tab.com.au in that Doncaster Mile, and Elise, as we mentioned earlier, $15 there. So well and truly in the market. I did see the boys from Gundagai. They were there on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Single Gaze.
She ran well.
And you know what? They said she'll run a race. She'll run a race tomorrow. Sure enough, she was.
She tries her hardest every time she goes around, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Single Gaze.
Yeah. So. No, it was great. 1353.53 is the open line number. We're going to take a break here on the program, and then after that, we'll be back with your calls.
Mum, traditionally, how long does Chinese New Year go for?
Some say 15 days.
Some say 16 days.
Some say 23 days.
Well, I say until Sunday. Bingley will celebrate Chinese New Year with free delivery on fridges and washers. We'll even take away your old one free.
That's not traditional.
No, it's additional. And it's all my idea.
That's not traditional either.
Thanks, Mum.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
And happy free delivery on fridges and washers until Sunday at Bingley.
Conditions apply.
You'll love that autumn racing feeling with our great offers on the country and provincial qualifying races that'll get your fists pumping. Get involved today on your TAB app, tab.com.au, or at your local. TAB. We love a bet. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The holidays? They're well behind us, mate. Now it's time to put away the Christmas stockings and get those steel-capped boots back on. So head into your local Volkswagen dealer for incredible back-to-work deals with huge savings across a range of Volkswagen utes and vans, including the Amarok V6 Sportline Auto, the most powerful ute in its class, now with 3.5-ton towing capacity from just $54,990 drive away. But hurry, just like the holidays, prices like these won't last long. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. 8:21 on your Sunday morning. This talk topic's working well, James.
Yeah, it's going all right. Cutting out the deadwood. It's been fantastic. Jamie Lovemark is leading this event to the Honda Classic. And so we're looking at Tiger Woods' performance.
He's had a couple of bogeys back nine, Tiger, so he's just slipped back to, I think he's even, possibly back even to one over.
There he is. He's even for the day and one over for the tournament. Okay. Adam Scott is the best placed Aussie, and
he shot a 67 today, Adam Scott.
He's two under for the tournament. He's three under for the day. Yeah. So just keeping you updated with that golf event that's going on. And of course, as soon as Tiger plays, everyone gets very interested in that, understandably
exactly.
So.
Exactly. And on our talk topics, before we go to callers, Jimmy, Manly Man Al always has a little interesting take on life.
Oh, yes. What's he done here?
Hey, boys, the one I'm looking forward to is Johnny Farnham's very last farewell tour. He's had a few, hasn't he?
That's right.
He's had a few.
When there's some dollars to be made. Yeah,
oh,
Johnny.
Can't blame him.
No, 13:53:53. G'day, Patrice.
Yes, a very good morning to you, Raymond and James.
And
how
same
are you?
To you, Patrice. Terrific.
Yeah, what do you got for us, Patrice?
Right. Can I mention two people about the fun farewell?
Yes.
Okay. Jimmy Cassidy, when he retired from riding.
Yeah, it was a fated farewell for James Cassidy, wasn't it?
Yeah, and also Alex Ferguson, after 25 or 26 years at Manchester United.
Yes.
Ah, yes. Good one.
So I'm trying very hard to win a cup, fellas. That's all I can do.
I'll tell you what, Patrice. You'll go down on the list. Can't say you'll be near the top, but anyway, you'll be there or thereabouts.
You're very kind, James. Bye-bye.
Come on, you, Patrice. You are a hard man, Jim.
Well, you can't come on and just expect... Whenever people say, oh, I'm really looking forward to it,
you
turns
wipe
me,
straight away.
It turns me off straight
away. Do you
reckon
Adrian wants a cap? We'll find out.
Let's find out. I'll tell you what there is with Adrian. It was pointed out to me on social media during the course of the week. There's a lot of shots of him on Instagram with his biceps out.
Oh, really?
Very proud.
Is he?
A very proud.
He works out?
Very proud. Well, let's find out. Mm. Might be all genetics. G'day, Adrian.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, it's all Photoshop, boys. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I thought as much.
But I only take the cap if you two guys, you know, sign them, because, Fed, imagine the value then.
That's an excellent point that you make.
And I've got to say, too, I love Midnight's team. They're brilliant.
Oh, they are.
Is he going to be a regular every week? Oh, he's brilliant.
We look forward to the call, and we never know what take he's going to have, Adrian, but
he's fantastic. And I'm always trying to work out who he goes with and which coach and things like that to see if I know the bloke. But he's brilliant. I love it.
The thing is, he tries to catch Jimmy out every week with some obscure one.
Well,
he had one game in 1911 or something.
Yeah,
but he's always right.
Yeah, no,
he's always right. Sorry, Adrian.
He does his research. Yeah. Now you're right. And look, just talk of Sonny Bill coming back. Look, I reckon he'd be fantastic. I mean, as far as if I was picking my greatest team ever since 1980, my back row is Ray Price at lock, Sonny Bill and Ian Roberts in the second row. Gee, I don't reckon you get a better back row than that.
Wow.
Now, there's definitely a new vibe at Canterbury. But look, I'm happy for Sonny Bill to go back to the Roosters. I just want him back in the game because he's sensational. But, you know, Canterbury developed him as a 15-year-old. Would have been a real, like a bit of a fairy tale if he went back there. But as long as he's back in the game. Mm. But at Canterbury, I've got online, read about it. There's definitely a new vibe at that club, no question. I mean, they're like a second-rate side. And they're just... They interviewed, I think, was it Lachlan Lewis? Jimmy, is that his name?
Lachlan Lewis is the cousin of Wally Lewis. He was at Canberra previously. I called him in an under-20s game at Canberra, and then halfway through the year before, he made a transition to Canberra, yeah.
Yeah, look, you could just see the interview. He just came out and said, look, you know, Dino just said, you know, this is what, you just go out there, rip right in, have a go, and that's what we did. And there's just a whole new vibe at that club. Look, they're not going to win the comp, probably, but you're going to see a whole different Canterbury side unquestionably this year.
And I think that's what the supporters want. Are you going to bag anyone, Adrian?
What, today?
Yeah.
Well, would you like me to? Only if it's necessary.
I'm going to fall off my chair.
No, but I don't get on there and bag anybody. What I will say is...
Just anybody, you mean?
No, hang on. But there's a reason for it. It's not like I just say it for the hang of it, but... The thing is, I don't think Canterbury are going to miss really James Graham, Josh Reynolds, and it's even Sam Castellano in some ways. I think it's just going to be a team that's going to play with a lot of spirit, and they're going to play a really good brand of football, and that's all the fans want. And if they get that, which I think they will, you can see it now. And you can't really go completely on trials, but it's going to be a different team altogether. And the thing with the Canterbury club, there's a spirit at every club. If they get that spirit back, there's not many clubs that can match the spirit at that club when they've got it back.
Yeah, no, that's a fair call. Yeah. I thought James Graham was okay last night for St George. He brought some energy to the pack again, and that's probably what St George needs.
Jack DeBellin was exceptional.
Underrated player, Jack DeBellin. You know?
Well, he was reserved for New South Wales.
Yep, he's very
close. Not a reserve. He was a shadow player for New South Wales.
And I think he's actually come out and said that's his goal this season, to try and break into the Origin team. And good on him.
He has.
He's got to have a crack. So, yeah. And he does have a crack for that Dragons team each and every time he goes out on the field.
G'day, Anthony.
Good morning. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, Anthony.
Jimmy, I think you and the callers have got it wrong, and maybe even Ray as well. If the front farewell is based on producer Jeremy's farewell, then it's supposed to improve the teams of the industry, not make them worse. Like, you picked Crowe and Price, for argument's sake. Well, that didn't improve Parramatta.
But we're very lucky, though, in that regard, Anthony, because our prize recruit, producer Steve, comes with us with... Well, I've worked with Steve before, and he'll fit like an old shoe. But no problem at all.
So you agree with me that the font for a world... The new person actually improves the industry. You're picking play like Crowe and Price and Menzies, and they're actually not improving the industry. They're making that team worse.
Oh, right. So maybe I should mention the times I was sacked by rugby league clubs where they improved, which is very, very similar to what we're doing here with Jeremy.
Exactly.
Cutting out the deadwood.
The example your industry is when Richard Freeman farewelled and he replaced by Michael Slater. It actually improved the industry. So producer Steve's going to replace, and Jeremy's going to improve it. So everyone's picking fine farewells and good ones. They're all pretty good. But
you know what, Anthony? It'll be a seamless transfer. That's what I'm suggesting, a seamless transfer.
It might be, but if you're basing it on Jeremy Farewell, well, then everyone's form Farewells are wrong, because actually all their Farewells are actually making things
work. So can I just clarify? We've spent now the last minute and a half talking about the semantics of our talk topic.
I'm not sure where it's going then.
Now, Anthony, he's gone. I was going to say, it needed to improve that last 30 seconds of the call, otherwise it could go down as world's worst.
Well, let's see what Rod's point of view is on this. Rod, good morning.
Jeremy's a legend, he's a Shark supporter, so I love him.
He's not a Shark supporter, he just tells that to you every Sunday. He's a Panthers supporter. Actually, forget the Panthers, he's a Boston Red Sox supporter.
He's a Shark supporter, trust me.
Maybe he's lying to us, Jimmy.
Hey, listen, Jimmy.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Jimmy.
Yes.
You read that thing, you must be feeling pretty good today.
Why's that?
You busted your backside off trying to get that main gig at the BSB and you've been beaten by a legend.
Yeah, the announcement on Friday, Laurie Daly is going
to
be...
How does it make you feel, mate?
I went for the job, no doubt about it. Laurie's a star, though. Laurie's a star.
You must feel good about it. If I was you, Jimmy, I'd be rat thinking, oh, well, I lost out, but I lost out to a legend in Laurie Daly.
What's the radio station down in Nowra? Are they looking for anyone, Rod?
You want someone? Yeah, sure. I'm getting your dick, mate. No doubt. I'm getting your spokesperson for the Nowra Binary Jets. You take my job. How's that sound?
Hang on. Now you've got pull with the Nowra. What's the name of the radio station in Nowra?
It's 2ST, mate.
2ST.
Jimmy's writing this down, Rod. Don't worry.
He's the program director. Anyway, we'll get to that off air, Rod. We'll get to that.
If you like, I can put a good word in for you, mate. I know I'm all well.
I'm not sure I want a good word coming in from you, Rod.
Oh, come on. hey, Ray.
Yeah, Rod.
Hey, Group 1 Jeff from Kembla.
Group 1 Jeff from Kembla.
Yeah, Jeff, he's a strapper. He used to work Hawks and that years ago. He knows you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yes, yes.
And Scotty McLachlan, that bloke, he's a strap. He's a barrier down here, the best ever. You want your horses done, come and go down and see him.
Thanks for the tip, mate.
We're doing ads for people, are we, Rod? Fair dinkum. What's going on with our callers? We've got callers here. We've got a topic. We wanted to...
He's almost given you a job, so you're blowing up.
Anthony has spoken about the semantics of the talk topic, and now Rod's come in and... bag me, and then...
But no, he's almost given you a job.
Oh, he wants to give me a job at 2ST. He's going to put in a word with me.
You asked for it.
For the program director. Fair dinkum. Let's break out of this, Ray, okay. And let's try and get ourselves back on track. 30,
ad break?
53. Yeah, let's go to an ad break. We'll be back. Oh, this will be good. We'll get us back on track with Robbie Slater.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids' room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Mum, traditionally, how long does Chinese New Year go for?
Some say 15 days.
Some say 16 days.
Some say 23 days.
Well, I say until Sunday. Bingley will celebrate Chinese New Year with free delivery on fridges and washers. We'll even take away your old one free.
That's not traditional.
No, it's additional. And it was all my idea.
That's not traditional either.
Thanks, Mum.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
And happy free delivery on fridges and washers until Sunday at Bingley.
Conditions apply.
Turn your passion into success. The Inglis Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. 770 exceptional yearlings by the sought-after sires, including Written Tycoon, Reward for Effort and Toronado. Oakland's Junction, March 4, 5, 6 and 7. Inglis.com.au.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgar Road, Penrith.
Round 21 of the A-League is continuing. We've got the final game, and that's tonight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a cracker too out there at Allianz Stadium. 6:30 kickoff for Sydney FC up against the Western Sydney Wanderers. And as I said, we're looking forward to that one, to go through all the results overnight. And from yesterday is Robbie Slater, our Mr. Football here at Sky Sports Radio. G'day, Rob.
G'day, troops. How you doing? How's the weather?
It's about to rain up here.
Yeah, I've heard it's going to be raining today.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. You're in Melbourne, obviously, last night.
Yeah, it's at Melbourne Airport, and you guys are 4 minutes late. Mind you, I didn't answer the phone once, so that's a reason. Yeah, in Melbourne last night, cracker.
Yeah.
Melbourne victory, 3-0. And why I say cracker is there's just so many incidents, and they don't like each other. And there was good contingent from Adelaide, about 1,200 fans who'd come across, but in the end, they go home pretty much heartbroken with a 3-0 thumping by victory.
Yeah, pretty complete win by victory. A lot of controversy, though, in the Brisbane Roar Newcastle Jets game. Robbie, did you catch up with that at all? And John Aloisi in particular, pretty upset after the game.
Yeah, it's a common theme from coaches that are losing this season. They're very unhappy. But look, to be fair, because I was preparing for the victory Adelaide game, and I saw bits and pieces of it. I saw the goal. And I probably saw from the moment Joey Champness came on, great young player for Newcastle, changed the game, and obviously he got the goal, but I didn't see much of the first half.
Mm. Perth Glory get
I saw all of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a stumble for City.
It certainly is, and, well, that was very good in the first half, and 1-0 at half time, and then second half, Port Glory came out with, like, a different team. I don't know what Kenny Lowe said to them, but they were possessed. A red card, a very harsh one, I thought, on the Dutch import Schenkeveld. Obviously turned the game the other way, but it was a terrific finish for the Perth Glory fans. I mean, 7 minutes of injury time, and he scored in the seventh minute, the winner. So it was cracking to watch, and a much-needed win for Kenny Lowe, another one of these coaches. There seems to be quite a few of them under pressure.
Exactly, yeah. We will no doubt heading back today for the big Sydney derby tonight, Robbie, Sydney FC versus Western Sydney Wanderers. We mentioned earlier the weather. What's your take on the game? What's your take on how the weather may impact the style of footy we'll see tonight?
Yeah, look, it always does. But personally, I like football when it's raining. I used to love playing in the rain. And I think it'll just add to it because the surface will be slippery. And we're going to have a look at that surface, obviously, because the Waratahs went there last night. So whether that's affected it, I'm pretty sure it will have. You get a bit of rain on it, so it could be difficult to deal with. Wanderers in better form than certainly the last time they met when Sydney just smashed them 5-0. And they'll be in the back of their mind. So it's a different Wanderers team that's turned up, but fortunately for them, it is very much the same Sydney FC. They were back to form in the Champions League, and they'll be favourites tonight.
I thought it was fascinating. I think it was Friday, Graham Arnold just came out and said, we're on 49 points, we've got the best goals scored record, they've got the worst goals against record, so statistically that tells me what's going to happen. Very brazen, which we've come to expect from Arnie over the last, maybe 18 months.
Yeah, well, it comes with the confidence of the team he's got.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with it.
No, me neither.
I mean, other fans probably think, oh, he's arrogant. You know, the catchphrase this season is, the boys trained well, very good week, and we expect to win today. And when you've got the team he has, that's exactly what they've been doing. They've lost two games, two seasons.
They've been fantastic. Yeah. The door's open, though, a little bit here for the Wanderers. A couple of months ago, I didn't think we'd ever be saying this, though, but that loss by Brisbane Roar last night, if the Wanderers can come out and manufacture another upset against Sydney FC, they put a seven-point buffer potentially on the Brisbane Roar in six spots. So 2 months ago, we wouldn't have thought we'd be saying this, Robbie, that they could virtually clinch a top six spot tonight.
Yeah, no. But I've said all along that you can have teams that have had ordinary seasons. Wanderers will be one of them. I think they will be. I think the six is pretty much set. They'll make the finals having an ordinary season. Okay, they've been a little bit better. Overall, you look at the points. The points tally, if you go even including Melbourne City after last night, suggests that there's only been two seasons that have had any consistency whatsoever. Sydney by far the best, and Newcastle have been a great story this season. The Hurst have really been average, to say the least.
Let's go to the EPL. Your man, Mo Salah.
He's unbelievable.
He's just on fire at the moment. 4-1 Liverpool. Salah gets two, and now I think he's joined Harry Kane. Now, they haven't played yet, Tottenham Hotspur, but he's joined Harry Kane as leading goal scorer for the EPL. They're on a run, aren't they? Into second now, obviously, Man United with a game to play.
Yeah, they've got to play Chelsea tomorrow, and, of course, Arsenal, Man City have to play as well. And as you said, Tottenham, but Liverpool, I think, will finish second. And Salah is just unbelievable. I mean, no one's even spoken about Coutinho since he left.
Yeah.
He's just made every Liverpool fan forget him, and he's really set the Premier League alight, and it's going to be a hell of a job to keep him for Liverpool, much the same as, you know, they lost Suarez and they lost Coutinho in the end. Salah is going to be a big target for a lot of those big clubs, like Real Madrid, Barcelona, etc., Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, because aren't Liverpool a development club?
Yeah,
you knew that was coming, Robbie, yeah.
It's depressing, but see what going forward, they're on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Robbie, you mentioned those two big games coming up involving the two Manchesters. Your take on both?
Manchester City to win.
Mm-hmm.
To beat Arsenal, let's have Arsenal. Well, of course, that's the cup final.
Yep. It's not a league fixture. It's the league cup final. They'll be very determined to win that. They've been knocked out by Wigan, of all people, in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And Man United, Chelsea tomorrow. You'd have to fancy United at home, just.
Mm. Okay. Crystal Palace and Tottenham. Tottenham, the short place private there, $1.47.
Yeah.
So you go. That's it. You've done it, mate. You've gone Tottenham into Man United into
Man
City.
Don't miss that plane, Robbie.
Well, listen to that. Can you? That's if I don't get on the plane, they're going to shut the gate. Now, as much as I love you two, I'm not going to move my flight back to Sydney because of you two.
Okay, we understand.
Get on that plane, Robbie.
We understand.
Get on your way and Jimmy Seabos.
See you, on you, mate. We'll speak next week. Robbie Slater there. So, yeah, Man United, 225, 310 the draw, Chelsea, 330. And that League Cup final, Arsenal versus Man City. 375 Arsenal, 375 the draw, $1.75 Manchester City. 1353, 53 is the open line number. Call now if you'd like to be a part of the quiz. By the way, it's a double goal pass.
That's right.
The double goal pass. I had Tracy use one of the goal pass that Prakash has been kind enough to send during the course of the week.
Did she? What did she ask?
Guess which movie?
No.
50 Shades.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
Didn't take you, James?
No, she went with a girlfriend, so there you go. 1353, the open line number. So there they are, the double pass to the... producer Jeremy, what are you doing here? Haven't we got rid of you yet? He's got the questions. The questions could be anything. All
today.
I'm saying is...
This is a...
Prepare for
all the schmuck. This could be a farewell present to all of us here.
1353, call now if you'd like to be part of the quiz. Score update, Ray?
It's 4-3, James Smith.
Thank you.
Coming up on Monday morning, a new look for the Big Sports Breakfast. I can't wait. Rugby league legend and former Origin coach Laurie Daly joins me in the hosting chair. Two legends together. Only joking. Can't wait to have Laurie on board Monday morning from 5:30. Big Sports Breakfast.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our $50,000 projected Big Six pool on the Country Championships qualifier meeting at Mudgee today. That's right, $50,000. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the Tab app. You can even watch while you scroll our great odds and bet. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Mum, traditionally, how long does Chinese New Year go for?
Some say 15 days.
Some say 16 days.
Some say 23 days.
Well, I say until Sunday. Bingley will celebrate Chinese New Year with free delivery on fridges and washers. We'll even take away your old one free.
That's not traditional.
No, it's additional. And it's all my idea.
That's not traditional either.
Thanks, Mum.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
And happy free delivery on fridges and washers until Sunday at Bingley.
Conditions apply.
James, this is breaking news. Penrith Mazda has been awarded Mazda Master Dealer 2017. I think you called it months ago. There was no betting.
Well, I think Tab shut the market on
you
it.
Did,
it was $1.03. Everyone was piling in.
That's right. You know what this means, don't you?
They've gone back to back.
They have. And they're one of Australia's best Mazda dealers again. And that means you're sure to get the best deal on a new Mazda during their massive 3-day clearance sale.
Doesn't that mean that they're the best? Not one of the best, they're the best.
We should change that, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Who's writing these scripts?
Certainly not you nor I, Raymond.
They're the best Australian
Mazda
dealer.
They're the number one.
So there's over 300 cars in stock across 5 acres?
Well, let's push it up to six.
Okay. All massively discounted, which is the important point. So don't miss the 3-day clearance this weekend. Penrith Mazda, your family owned and operated Mazda dealer. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD 18808.
And 15, here's Day.
Could be the shot of the tournament.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Who's one or two? Who's one or two, you or me?
You can open batting if you like.
No, you're the opener. Okay. You're the elegant opener.
You should say I'm a nicker and a nudger.
Well, you keep telling me you're an elegant opener.
Okay. Hey, Chris, you on the line?
Yes, I am, mate.
Yeah, terrific, Chris. Good morning. Hey, mate, you know the drill. Very best of luck.
Now, thanks, bud.
This is Jeremy's last hurrah here, so we don't know where this is going to go, Chris.
So generally speaking, Chris, you need to brush up on who played who in the NBL and who's playing who in the A-League, roughly.
A quick glance here. Not today.
Not today.
Best of luck here, Chris. So here we go, mate. Question number one. In which German city was this week's World Union of Billiards World Three Cushion Championships for national teams held? Did I read that right?
So it's close. Who cares? It's just okay. These three ones he's going to get.
Okay, here we go, Chris. The cities are Viersen, Vilcek, or Volkark?
I'll go Volkark.
It's always Viersen, and that's why Jim...
I'll go on the first one.
I mean, the billiard halls around Viersen.
The infrastructure's there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Question number two, Chris. Where will April's World Curling Tour Player Championships be held? The very important player championships in world curling, I should say. Toronto, Ontario, or Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Do I get a clue?
Well, you've got
one of those three, yeah.
So.
I'll go the first one this time.
Toronto. Outstanding, Chris. Chris knew that the infrastructure in Toronto was the only place to hold the World Curling Tour Players' Championship.
What do you do for that? A bit of ice, and that's it.
And the broom. Don't get the broom.
Yeah. They're on drugs in the...
They are.
The husband and wife team. The husband tested positive. Imagine what he went home to that night. They're going to lose the medal. Here we go. Question number three, Chris. In which city of Kansas... here we go. Will April's disc golf dynamic discs glass blown open be held? Seriously, Gene. Here we go. Eudora, El Dorado, or Emporia?
I'll go to the middle one.
El Dorado.
You are.
It's Emporia. Seriously, have you ever heard of that?
Nah,
the dynamic
discs
glass. He's going out with a bang edge.
He's doing his best midnight and just making it up. All right, we got Pete on the line. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
You've heard the nature of the questions today. All I can say is
very best of luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Question one for you, Pete.
Don't worry, Pete.
I'm as impressed as it by you. Don't worry. In which municipality of North Carolina will the 21st United States Professional Mini Golf US Open be held this May? Is it Hendersonville, Hayesville, or Harrellsville?
Henderson.
Yeah. Oh, solid start.
No, I thought as much too. Rock solid, Pete.
Oh, here we go. Oh, look at this one.
Here we go. In which year was the most recent Yahoo Rock, Paper, Scissors World Championship held? Was it 2009, 2011, or 2013?
Oh, God. No, we'll go 11.
2009, apparently...
It's Where does he find these questions?
Been disbanded for, what's that, nearly a decade?
It's
what's
five, happened? 5 years.
What's happened to the rock papers? I think it's got a reflection of Yahoo's share price.
Well, probably the lack of interest in the sport,
yeah,
I'd say, yeah.
Google didn't take up the sponsorship, apparently. Question three. Come on, Pete. In which town of Suffolk, England, will the 10th annual World Thumb Wrestling Championships be held this year? Is it Leavenheath, Lowestoft, or Little Livermere?
Oh, far out. I don't know.
Neither do we.
Can't. I'll go A. I don't know.
Oh, it's actually being held in Lowestoft.
Yeah.
Lowestoft. So what we've got ourselves here is a draw.
Tiebreaker. What's a tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker question. Here we go. You ready, Pete?
Yep.
We're going to give you we need an answer between 28 and 29.
Correct.
What was the test match batting average of Australia's Martin Kent? between 28 and 29.
Oh, bloody hell. 0.6, I don't know.
Okay.
All right, 28.6. You stay on the line there, Pete. Over to you, Raven.
Yeah, Chris, you're still there?
Here, mate.
We're in the game here, Chris. Here we go. This
I can't believe it.
neither can we. Don't worry. This is extraordinary. This is the tiebreaker question. What was the test match batting average of Australia's Martin Kent? And the answer is between 28 and 29 runs.
28.5.
Spot on to the very decimal point, Chris. Absolutely outstanding. Well done, mate.
Thanks, mate.
maybe we'll get Google to sponsor the quiz too, right? Mate, where are you at, Chris?
I'm at Mortdale, mate.
Mortdale, okay. Where's the nearest event cinemas there?
I think there's one at Essel.
Yes, there is, definitely. Yeah, good on you, mate. So
we'll throw on a Hawks racing cap too.
All right, well, Hawks racing cap coming your way,
hey,
Chris.
Mate, I enjoyed the racing yesterday. How about you?
It was great days of racing, wasn't it? Sydney and Melbourne.
Sensational day.
I didn't get a winner, but it was a good day.
Exactly. Yeah. We've had a win today, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, boys. I appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Stay on the line, Chris. So that's a double pass courtesy of Prakash and the team at Event Cinemas in George Street. And then courtesy of Hawks Racing, we've got a signed Hawks Racing cap all going the way of Chris, who has won. And that means the score update, Raymond.
4-4, James.
Is it 4-4? Is it 4-4? Look at the joy coming out of producer Jeremy. Given the fact, producer Jeremy,
you've dropped the goal pass.
Come on, mate, switch on. I know you'd clocked off in about, say, late January, but you're thinking much earlier than that. Sorry,
you're thinking it's 9 o'clock beer time.
So there you go. There you go. 4-4. 4-4. There we go.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show. This is from Dave from Wattle Grove. Good morning, Dave. And I think he's echoing your thoughts, Jimmy. Can someone please return the real Adrian? I feel somewhat confused they didn't resort to his usual suspects.
Yeah, well, that's the point. I thought he was saying nice things about everybody and everyone, and I thought, well, when's he going to bag someone?
No, he didn't.
Maybe the good performance of the Bulldogs would
He's bullish about the Dogs.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, you will remember when Des Hasler first went to the Bulldogs that Adrian would ring up this very program and say he would be a better coach in history. We regarded as a better coach than Wayne Bennett. Now, did that tune change dramatically over the course of 5 seasons?
This one's just from Scooter. He's following up his earlier report.
Yes.
What's your take on this, Jimmy? Hearing Ray say a seamless transfer has Jimmy's odds in the quiz blowing like the roaring 40s. Farewells. That's a very good point. Farewells, Mundine and Tomic. Not only farewell to the jungle, but hopefully also to the Australian public from Scooter.
Yeah, seamless transfer. That's right. So Steve, apparently Steve has joined Team Ray.
No, he joined one team.
Our team, whatever
our team. Exactly.
Whichever way you want to go there.
You like putting yourself out on your own, don't you?
Well, I don't have to do it on my own because some of the listeners can do it here, a.k.a. Don from Carlton.
Good man, Don from Carlton.
Poor Jimmy. Not only didn't you get the big gig, you get bagged on your only show by a Sharks fan from Nowra via Mount Druitt with an alcohol problem. Well, that's all speculation. You can't move to Nowra Radio. You have all your own teeth. Again, that's unfair. People from Carlton shouldn't throw stones, Don. I almost feel sorry for you, Jimmy, with emphasis on the word almost.
Oh,
Don from Carlton. If there's anyone here that people need to feel sorry for,
you and Don do go back a long way.
Well,
your mates. Don's got a wicked sense of humour.
A bit of a fallout. Anyway, we haven't had a fallout with this guy. He's been one of the standouts. In fact, he was another guy that he's got a
was
positive.
He on Friday?
No, he got a positive mention from Adrian, though. Remember?
He did.
It's midnight. I wonder what he's been up to. Hello, midnight.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, really
morning,
well,
midnight.
Mate. What have you been doing?
All week I've been sitting on the lounge watching the what do you call it, the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I got into it.
I'm tipping.
What was your best event?
Yeah.
Oh, that snowboard where they do all the flips and...
Okay.
Slope style?
The half pipe something.
Yeah.
Whatever it is here.
Yeah.
Half pipe.
Actually, I went to my parameter in Newcastle last night. With Maitland.
Who played
did
well?
You? Okay.
Oh, mate, yeah. Corey Norman and... watching Moses was pretty sharp.
Okay.
Brett French, Bevan. Jared Hayne.
Bevan.
Yeah, he went all right. Bevan French. Their back line's got some pace. Moses and Corey Norman, they stood out a bit to me.
Okay. Well, they're two of their stars. And by the way, Corey Norman will be part of the Big Sports Breakfast during the course of 2018.
Okay.
It was unveiled on Friday at the lunch too. So we'll look forward to getting some good stuff out of Normie. Now, we're looking forward to good stuff out of you today, Midnight. What do you got for us, mate?
Well, watching the Winter Olympics, I thought it would come up with something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fullback. Graham Cross.
Yeah.
Wingers. Joe Tursky. And Jerz Komorowski.
Right.
Centers, Henry Belowski and Clinton Tchaikovsky.
Enough of the skiing, okay.
Yeah.
We'll get the halves. Scotty Hill and Adam Peake.
Adam Peake in the halves?
Yeah, well, I'd pick a squad and then Brian Smith puts them in position.
Biggest half of all time, Adam Peake.
Right, are you forward pack?
Me lot, Dennis Pinchilla. Me second row, Ray Snowball.
Hang on a minute.
Hang on, I'm going to look this one up.
He's going.
1926.
He's doing it as we speak, Midnight. Yeah. Ray Snowball. Who's alongside Ray Snowball in the second row?
Sam Icemonger. He's props. Steve Winter.
Yeah, very well done.
Corey Parker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How do you spell Snowball?
Doesn't matter.
Played
for Balmain in 1946.
No W. No, give it the W. Okay. Yeah. Who's your hooker, Midnight?
Oh, Steve Slippery Morris.
Oh, well done.
Yes, yes.
And your coach?
Old mate of mine, Joe Cool Dorahoo.
Oh, well done. Yeah, love it. Hey, Midnight, we can't find Ray Snowball.
He's Balmain 1926.
Oh, right. Well, we'll look at our Balmain 1926 book and see whether he's in there.
He's in there.
I'm backing Midnight in here. He hasn't been wrong yet, Jimmy.
No, fair enough.
And number two today in that Mudgee, in the qualifier.
Number two, the qualifier at Mudgee, the Country Championships qualifier. I hope it's scheduled.
Most Exalted. Matt Griffith, yeah. He's got two really good chances there.
So 1-2, you think?
Oh, very hard to beat, yeah.
He was starting to back it the other week for the final, grand final. So, I don't know.
Well, he'd be wanting to win today, then.
Okay.
Still tender, don't forget me, Winx Cap.
Ah, Winx Cap for Midnight.
When did you win a Winx Cap?
Last week, was it?
Oh,
last week off air? Well, how's that any good to us? Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, did Tanya promise you one, did she?
She promised me one, mate.
Yeah. Ah. She's shaking her head.
Midnight, I'll look after you.
Good on you, Midnight. Thank you.
Yeah, boys, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Remember the Country Championship, the qualifiers out there at Mudgee today after the big game of footy there last night. 1353 53 is the open line number. Hey, Jimmy, had to check the date to see it wasn't April 1 when you dropped the bombshell of Sonny Bill coming to the Roosters. What a joke. Firstly, how can a club already have a good lineup and then sign arguably the three best players on the market?
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Cronk, James Tedesco.
Gets a lot of people.
Remember, Mitchell Pearce took up how much of the cap?
Tell me.
Well, you know, at least 800. So he's gone,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's what they're saying. And remember, they didn't have to pay him out. He chose to leave.
Yes.
Big difference. Now, I'm not here to defend the Roosters, although people say, oh, you do, though. But how long have I been calling for transparencies?
Yes, no, you have been. Bombardier Eagle's second point's very important, Jimmy.
Yes.
Secondly,
as the Super 15 comp goes through after June 30, how can he sign for two entities at once, the Bombardier Eagle? That's the point.
Yeah.
How they get around it, signing by June 30. That's the point I brought up earlier, Bombardier Eagle, and it's a good point that you make. They have to register that contract. You have to fill that last spot in your 30, your squad of 30, by June 30.
Mm.
So they're no longer squads of 25, they're squads of 30. They have to fill it by June 30. So how do they do that when he's contracted to the Auckland Blues? So the question mark might be, does he play out the full season with the Auckland Blues, depending on how they're travelling? There we go.
A couple of people chimed in. Reg Snowball is his name, played in the wing for Balmain. That's from Jimmy from Hamilton and also Jason from Windsor. So we shouldn't doubt Midnight.
Reg Snowball.
He's right every time. He was saying Ray, but Reg Snowball.
See, that's where he lets himself down, just getting that first name wrong.
Were you Thursday night, Jim?
Rooster's season launch.
Okay.
Just timing's everything. But,
okay, well, of course.
Rooster's season launch, yeah.
One of our listeners said, morning, Jim, well done on Thursday night. You ran the show well.
You know what the biggest thing there?
Mm?
Be quiet, get it done quickly.
Well, he says no one left early, which is a good sign. In brackets, the doors were locked. I thought you could have got a haircut for the night. So that was Rooster's season launch.
Season launch. And obviously they're very bullish. I tell you what, they wouldn't have been so bullish last night. When
you
they
think
were
top
down,
four, though, aren't you?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. When they were down 16 points to nil after 8 minutes against Manly. Ended up winning that match 28 points to 26. We're going to get a more detailed coverage of it from Josh Masood in the next hour. The other thing we're excited about for the next hour as well, our legend of the game, Raymond, the legendary Australian coach, cricketer,